stand on your feet and cry to the Almighty God and say, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, before I sit down, every demon in my life, get out. Go ahead, call on the Almighty God. Every demon operating in my family, I command you tonight, get out. Every demon operating in my children, in my relatives, get out. Get out. Every demon operating in any member of my family, wherever they may be tonight, I decree, get out. Get out now. Get out tonight, every demon tormenting me, tormenting members of my family, tormenting all those who are precious to me, get out now, now, in the mighty name of Jesus. Every demon hindering my progress, every demon hindering my joy, every demon tormenting me with fear, get out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Get out tonight. Get out tonight. Get out tonight. Ramoko Shendere Makatanda. Get out tonight. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Get out now, now, from every member of my family. Get out tonight. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. And so shall it be in Jesus' name. Please be seated. Maybe your mountain is what they call fruitless efforts. Another word for it is barrenness. Fruitless efforts is you're doing everything you know to do and no results. You're going around in circles. At times one, 2 steps forward, 3 steps backwards. There are some people who have never been pregnant. That's frightening. But worse than that, there are people who get pregnant 6-7 times. And the baby will come down before due. So today they see the stomach out. Tomorrow, everything is back to square one. That will change tonight in Jesus' name. Because you are going to tell barrenness, whatever form it may be. And I know what I'm talking about. The pastor told me with tears in his eyes, "Daddy, I fast, I pray, I study the word of God, and yet the church just keeps on decreasing. Today we are 50, tomorrow we are down to 40, the next time we are down to 30. He said, "Looking at empty chairs is killing me. Oh, I decree in the name that's above every other name, every form of fruitless efforts in your life will end tonight." You're going to talk to barrenness and say, hey. Barrenness, listen. My God is the fruitful vine. John chapter 15, from verse 1 to 5. John 15, verse 1 to 5. Tell barrenness, according to Matthew chapter 3, verse 9. Matthew 3, verse 9. My God can bring children out of stones. And I'm not talking of stony wombs alone. I've had ministers of God say, they say, "I am in a stony ground. That's why my church is not growing. Every ground belongs to my God. He can bring children out of stones." Tell barrenness. According to Romans chapter 4, from verse 17 to 21, Romans 4, 17 to 21, it can revive dead wombs. The womb of Sarah was dead, and God brought it back to life. Tell barrenness, there's nothing too hard for my God. According to Genesis 18 from verse 9 to 14. Genesis 18 verse 9 to 14. You've had testimonies here tonight, and I thank God for them. Thank God for my child who's been waiting for 24 years before God answered. The last month I had a bigger one. One of my daughters who reached menopause 10 years ago, about to clock 60, I've been waiting for 38 years before my God showed up. Stand on your feet and cry to the Almighty God and say, "Father, I command every fruitless effort to end in my life now." Open your mouth and cry to the Almighty God. No more fruitless effort for me. No more. Physically, no more. Materially, no more. In my ministry, no more fruitless efforts. Almighty God, from now on, I forbid fruitless efforts. In my business, no more fruitless efforts. In my career, no more fruitless efforts. No more. No more fruitless efforts. No more fruitless efforts in the mighty name of Jesus. In my life, in the life of those who are precious to me, no more fruitless efforts. No more barrenness. No more. No more. No more, no more fruitless efforts. No more fruitless efforts. No more. No more. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. So shall it be in Jesus' name. God bless you, be seated. I will take just one more, and we'll leave the rest of what the Almighty God wants to do to tomorrow night. One of the biggest mountains that can be in anybody's life is something they call generational curse. A mountain that had been there before you were born because somebody cursed grandfather and the curse had been flowing down stream like a river, hitting everybody in that line. I've told you the story of a young man who came and said, "Daddy, I need help. What's the problem?" He said, "Nobody, no male person in the family ever lived above 40 years. No male fellow." He said he was the oldest member of the family and he was 39. We said, 40 is coming. Unless something happens, he said, by next year, it will be gone. Suffering under a burden that you didn't even know anything about. Because somebody did something wrong and they placed a curse on someone and it began to flow downhill. In the name of the one who sent me, every curse on your family will be broken tonight. We are going to tell that curse about your God. You're going to tell whatever curse is in the family, hindering your joy, hindering your progress, hindering your fulfillment. Whether you believe it or not, there are families. Everyone in the family is either a divorcee or they can't even get a husband to marry. That is changing tonight. Because we're going to tell the curse. My God is a redeemer. And according to Galatians chapter 3, from verse 13 to 14, Galatians 3, 13 to 14, he had redeemed me from the curse of the law. You're going to tell the curse yourself tonight. Now, I know the truth. Joshua cursed Jericho. According to Joshua chapter 6, verse 26. Joshua 6, verse 26. But then Elisha came with a greater anointing. In 2 Kings chapter 2, verse 19 to 22. 2 Kings 2, 19 to 22. And destroyed the curse. Tell the curse. According to Matthew 11, verse 11. Matthew 11, verse 11. John the Baptist is greater than Elisha. And according to the word of God, he is less than me. Jesus said it. Of all men born of a woman, there has not arisen a greater than John the Baptist. But he that is least in the kingdom of God is greater than he. Joshua pronounced the curse. Elisha had double portion anointing, broke the curse. Elisha is less than John the Baptist. John the Baptist is less than I because I'm a child of God. You are going to tell the curse. Whatever it is, whatever the source, that it is written in Matthew chapter 18, verse 18. Matthew 18, verse 18. Jesus said, whatever I bind on earth is bound in heaven. Whatever I loose on earth is loose in heaven. I came from a family. I don't know what my forefathers did. They caused a curse to be pronounced on the family that says, if any woman gives birth to a boy in her family and she tasted palm oil or salt before the boy is 9 days old, the boy must die. If it is a girl, the woman must not taste oil or salt for 7 days. If she did, the girl would die. And you think it's a joke. But it wasn't a joke. And then I gave my life to Jesus. And I discovered, I don't know who pronounced the curse, but whoever that fellow is less than I, a child of the Most High God. And I made a pronouncement that curse was over in my family. After I gave my life to Jesus, all my children born, my wife ate whatever she wanted to eat, whenever she wanted to eat. Because I decree that the curse in my family be destroyed. Stand on your feet. You are a child of the living God. You have a greater anointing than John the Baptist. Your anointing is greater than that of Elisha. Open your mouth and decree, in the mighty name of Jesus, every curse in my family, I destroy it tonight. Open your mouth and cry to the Almighty God. Every curse in my family. Decree that will be broken tonight, be broken tonight, be broken tonight. I destroy every curse in my generation. Every curse. I don't know where it started from. I don't know who pronounced it. I don't know what led to it, but because my anointing is higher than the anointing of John the Baptist, higher than that of Elisha, I decree that every curse in my family is destroyed tonight, tonight, tonight. Tonight. Every curse that has been flowing down from one generation to another in my family, you are over tonight. You are over tonight. You are over tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, you are over tonight. Every curse in my family, whether I know the existence or I don't, you are over tonight. You are over tonight. You are over tonight. You are over tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, you are over tonight. You are over tonight. Ramoko Shekerendra Makatanda. Thank you, Father. Glory be to your holy name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Almighty God. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. So shall it be in Jesus' name.